This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. One way that we know that the Detroit public schools are in crisis is that they have an emergency financial manager. His name is Robert Bob. Another way that we know that is that Robert Bob has announced the city will close 45 more schools this year. This is part of his plan, Robert Bob's plan, to fix the city's failing school system. And to talk more about it, we have Noah Ovshinsky from Detroit. He's an education reporter for our member station, WDET. And Noah, you've been covering the Detroit city schools pretty much for as long as you've been reporting in Detroit. So tell me about this plan to close 45 schools. Is that a positive thing, or is this kind of an indication that the school system is dying?
Well, Celeste, it depends on what side you fall on. If you're a student or a parent, in the short term, it means a lot of disruption. It means that if you're a student that's been a DPS for at least 5 or 6 years, chances are you've moved schools at least once. So there is a lot of disruption that comes with this plan. If you're the district, it means you're saving a lot of money. This $31 million alone, if they close the full 45 buildings this year. So it all depends on what side of the line you fall on.
I would imagine that some of this is just related to the fact that the population of the city of Detroit has shrunk, that this is a city that was built to accommodate millions of people and now has maybe 800 or 900,000 people in it.
Yeah, to give you a flavor of the situation, Celeste, the district has 84,000 students this year. It's lost about 10,000 students a year for the last decade, and they're expecting enrollment to drop to as low as 56,000 by 2014. So there is a need to shrink the physical size of the district only because there are so many empty seats. That's due to declining enrollment. That's due to parents losing their job and moving out of the moving out of the city, or students going to other districts outside of DPS. They live in the city, but they go to charters and private schools and parochial schools.
Well, here is Robert Bob telling reporters about this plan to shrink the school system.
We must reduce and eliminate our deficit. We must cut non-critical spending to create a smaller, more agile system with increased flexibility, credibility, and accountability.
Okay, and part of this more agile system means that people are going to be losing their jobs.
Yeah, we don't know exactly how many and what kind of jobs are going to be lost. We know that when you eliminate 45 buildings, many of those schools, you're going to lose teachers, you're going to lose principals and assistant principals and engineers. So yeah, there's going to be a lot fewer people working in the district if this plan goes through. That said, the academic nature of the district is going to change drastically. Most of the schools now will be pre-K through 8, which is an increasing movement throughout the country. And also, they're going to create larger campuses from pre-K through full colleges. They're going to bring colleges in on some of these big campuses to teach classes to some of their students.
How much is the Detroit public school system in the red right now, Noah?
Well, it depends on the day, Celeste, but today I believe it's about $316 million in the red.
That's a lot of change, and hopefully closing schools will bring them closer, but we don't know by how much?
This year alone, we're looking at a savings of $31 million with the closings. And of course, over time, they're looking at several more millions being saved.
If I do my math right, that's still over $250 million of red ink. Noah Ovshinsky is an education reporter for WDET, our member station in Detroit.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.